And welcome back. Here in Baltimore, one of the hottest tickets in town is the First Thursday concert that happens during the summer months at the Canton Waterfront Park, produced by our Baltimore public media colleagues at WTMD. The headliner this Thursday is Dan Deacon, who has been a fan favorite in Baltimore for decades. I'm Tom Hall, joined here in Studio B by Tyler Laporte. He's WTMD's assistant program director and the afternoon drive host. Good to see you, sir.
You as well, Tom.
So Dan Deacon is a big deal to have a big concert, you know, involving Dan. He's been around for, you know, decades here in Baltimore, a huge fan favorite locally. But he's really made a huge national, international mark.
He certainly has. You know, I think back to the days around 2005, 2006, when we were hearing about Wham City quite a bit and the floristry and these warehouse spaces. And Dan is sort of synonymous with that time in Baltimore's music history. But he has continued to create over this time, or over these decades, as you said. And he's not only just making music for people to enjoy in a live setting, but he's been doing a lot of film scoring recently as well. So he's diversified quite a bit, but his live shows are absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I mean, 14, 15 years ago, he did a movie with Francis Ford Coppola. He did one called Rat Film, and about 10 years ago, I did one in 2017 called Time Trial. So he's doing a lot of that. He's worked with the L.A. Philharmonic, the Baltimore Symphony. He's done the Kronos Quartet. But his live shows have, you know, for years been favorites because he really, he gets a crowd into it, doesn't he?
He does. So you kind of have to be ready to work at a Dan Deacon show, but in the most fun way possible. It's sort of like you must participate. You know, and he sort of directs the crowd, and it's just a great way to kind of break down walls. I think about it as like what I had to do in my acting 101 course in college, you know, just do some weird stuff in front of a lot of people, and it no longer is weird.
And it certainly worked well for Dan. Let's listen to a little clip of some of Dan Deacon's music, the headliner at First Thursday this coming Thursday night. Does Dan have a big band behind him, a lot of instruments? Because he's done a lot. He does a lot of stuff with a laptop computer, doesn't he?
He does. So that one's called Feel the Lightning, which I think is his most commercially accessible tune. The other stuff is very out there. But yes, he does perform with a band, or did for a long time, had a full band behind him. But Dan is going to be just performing with a drummer for this one, and then he's got all of his knobs and sliders and everything. So yeah, he's going to be building it all in front of us, but it's going to be accompanied by a drummer for this.
That'll be fun. All right, so that's again the headliner, Dan Deacon, Thursday night at the First Thursday concert. But a couple of other acts as well that we want to talk about. One is called Landis Harry Larry. He was involved with a group called the Almighty Senators back in the day, which you know, those of us of a certain age remember. But this is an interesting act too, Landis Harry Larry, because it's one person, but it's more than that, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is three people. I know this is complicated. Landis is the frontman, Landis Expandis, who's had an over or about 40-year career in the arts here in Baltimore. And then he has Harry, who is the songwriter. And then there's Larry, who's the experimental musician. So they are his digital clones. And I've spoke with Landis about this project, and they all show up unannounced from time to time. So whenever the muse hits for either Landis, Harry, or Larry, or Landis is getting these transmissions from the other artists, and then they pull it all together for their live live experience. So it is.
And chances are pretty good that Harry and Larry are going to show up on Thursday night.
I believe so. Yes.
And good for him. I mean, here's an artist that, you know, weathered a cancer diagnosis just a couple of years ago, was out of commission for a little bit, but he's come back very strong.
He has, and this is really his first year back doing shows more regularly. They were sort of one-offs here and there while he was dealing with his health, but he's back on track. He's done a few shows earlier this year. I know there was one at the Auto Bar with a bunch of other Baltimore artists. But he's back, and I know he's really excited to get up on this stage. I believe this will be the first time Landis will be on the First Thursday stage ever. So it's kind of been a long time coming, and we're really excited to have him up there. It's going to be a little strange, and people are going to have an open mind. But I think no matter what, at the base of everything that Landis, Harry, Larry does is positivity. If you check out their Instagram page, they have all these great little reels, and it just every one of them puts a smile on your face.
Yeah, and it's a perfect combo with him and Dan together, two of Baltimore's, great artists. And Landis, of course, comes from a visual art background. He was a student at MICA when he formed the Almighty Senators.
Yep.
Some four decades ago or something. And there's another young woman that we're going to hear from. Her name is Jenna Balderson, and she performs as Ayas. Tell us about her act.
So Ayas, the translation to that is a fledgling hawk. So
I did not know that.
Yes. So not fully grown, but it one day will be a raptor attacking things. And Jenna is one of those artists from Baltimore who definitely is on the trajectory to be somebody big in the music industry. You know, she put out an EP last year, towards the end of last year, called Quiet Loud, which was co-produced by Jenna and also Barty Strange, who is now based in Baltimore and has, you'll hear his music along with Jenna's on WTMD. She just a wonderful vocalist, wonderful pianist, very, very talented. And it's not just going to be her solo up on stage. She has constructed a band to play these songs from Quiet Loud. And they are, it's an all-star cast of Baltimore musicians who, some of them have been up on the First Thursday stage performing for other artists before. So just a few to mention are Walsh Kunkel, who is just a guitar wizard, and Not Charles, who's a producer from the city who's worked with many, many people. It's too long. The list is too long to recite, but she's got some great players behind her. It's going to be a great way to open up the show.
Let's listen to a little clip of Ayas. This is one of the acts that you'll hear at the First Thursday concert Thursday night. That's Ayas, one of the acts that you'll hear Thursday night at the First Thursday Concert. Tyler LaPorte is WTMD's assistant program director and afternoon drive host. Thanks for coming in and letting us know a little bit about what's in store Thursday night. These are great events. Lots of folks show up. Lots of folks have a great time every month.
Yeah, it's great. And this being our all Baltimore bill this summer, it's going to be a big homecoming, I think, for a lot of people. So looking forward to it, and thanks for having me. And music starts at 6 down in Canton Waterfront Park on Thursday.
Canton Waterfront Park, and the park opens at 5 o'clock, so you can come at 5, 5:30, something like that, and then you can hang out, and music starts at 6 and goes till 10-ish.
Yes, yeah. we hard out at 10.
Hard out at 10, okay. All right, thanks, Tyler, appreciate it. And that's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, it's Midday on the Law with UB Law Professor and Substack host Kim Whaley, and coming up next, it's Fresh Air. Jennifer Senior talks about her latest Atlantic magazine piece about her struggle with insomnia. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. I am grateful. Have a great day.
This is 88.1 WYPR, Baltimore's NPR news station.